Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 125. 125 weeks of Paul. Me, no touching, bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are talking about. We had a lot of comments and feedback on last week's episode, most of them announcing me as the correct person to pronounce the word Nokia.
Actually, very few people had said
I have multiple examples.
One person said that that's how they pronounce it in Mexico.
Correct.
Which is not really where Nokia is based.
And then it also, compiler says, Laura got the right pronunciation. If you follow the link, you can listen to some Finns pronouncing it. Finn, that is more valued than Mexicans, I think.
I think that Dev Tez has it right, where he says, Her Majesty the Queen says Paul pronounced Nokia correctly. I just rang her to make sure.
Right. I don't find him to be credible.
But he did say, I prefer Laura's hair long, so I guess his credibility could be undermined
there. That
hurts. But it's good to have both of us on the show again.
It is. If you would show up more often, we'd have the two of us together.
I'm sorry.
Dynamic duo.
I'm constantly in offsites elsewhere. Alex 219267, I don't know if that's a birthday or something, but he says that we're awesome and we should keep it coming.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, well, you know, there have been a couple people who commented that they liked my hair longer, and I'm just going to give you all a tip for how to get girls.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling.
So when a girl cuts off all her hair, you tell her you like it because I can't get it back to long. You know, like,
well,
that took years.
No, that's
the opposite. You just say it looks so great.
That is the opposite
of how it was so much better
to attract
before.
A girl.
Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
You're supposed to give her a backhanded compliment.
Such as,
like, oh, I see you've done something different with your hair.
Okay, that's better than these people blatantly saying, God, it was better before. I can't go back.
Well, you can get hair extensions.
You could get hair extensions.
And you can
Those are expensive.
You can also,
I've looked into it.
You can also get patience. I know that may be difficult for you.
I did it. I grew my hair for over a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the people were like, God, we missed the real Laura. You got to go short again.
Right.
And
so
then I go short, and everyone's like, not so much.
And then you move to, you know, less than the middle of nowhere, and now you're partying all the time. It's like you're back to the gaming G4 Laura Foy.
Right? This is what people wanted. This is what the fans demanded.
Yeah, I think what the fans demand is that now that there are three embarrassing things that you need to do.
There's two. I wasn't late on last publishing.
Really?
Because
I'm pretty sure it wasn't published at 1:10 p.m. And your tweets also confirm that. So anyway, we're going to figure out some fun, embarrassing things. And
mildly embarrassing for me. Extremely humiliating for Paul. Because you lost the Twitter competition. Not only lost, Paul, I mean, it was embarrassing for you. Did you go home and, like, crawl into the fetal position, sort of hide in your corner and tremble?
Well, that's generally what I would do regardless of what happened.
Regardless. So maybe this time just with a few extra tears.
Yeah, but I have 282 subscribers on Facebook now, so that's all that.
That is impressive.
That anyway, I have my family in the studio today, so let's get the show started.
All right, sounds good. So, as you all know, back in the day, I was an Xbox fangirl. Still am, although not as,
well, you're
forward
bringing
about
Xbox
it.
Back,
I was bringing Xbox back. So I took my love, my dedication, and my passion, and I wrapped them all up, and I made a music video about how I was going to bring Xbox back.
I'm bringing Xbox back, yeah!
And apparently, it's inspired. I'm going to take personal credit for this.
Okay, so you were the butterfly effect.
Exactly. My video inspired these girls who are Windows Phone fangirls. You know, I should have thought of this. I did have an idea to do a Lady Gaga spoof with, you know, she does that My Telephone song, but I was like, my Windows Phone. But then I heard myself out loud, and then I said, I'm not going to do that.
There's a bit of, I don't know what it's called, it's either like shame or pride or, you know, common sense.
Right, that all of those things stopped me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can fix things in post, Paul.
Yeah.
I found that
I know.
Audio mixer.
I have my own music video.
I know. You are a band
boy.
There's
only so much they could do in post.
Anyway, there's a group of girls who go by the names Carly, E-Town, Elise, and Emily, who have made their own Windows Phone 7 rap video, and let's take a look at a clip real quick.
Lady Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Windows, Windows, Windows.
Yeah, yeah!
Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Windows, Windows, Windows. Oh,
whoa! Sleek on the outside, Microsoft inside. Windows, Mango.
And we're back.
And we're back. What are your thoughts here, Paul?
I mean, they had to be four of the top number one stunners I've ever seen in my life.
They're attractive ladies with an attractive, exposed, big wraparound.
If you're into rappers, I've never been into like the Lil Kim type or anything like that. So.
These ladies are far and above Lil Kim.
Really?
I mean, they kept it clean. They were smart. I could make out their words. They enunciated. They talked about things that matter to me and the world, Windows Phone.
Well, is that just because you're, you know, always on Hot Apps and everything that's...
You should watch Hot Apps on Xbox Live every Monday.
Maybe they should get their own app. Maybe they could do a rap for Hot Apps.
Maybe they could. I need to contact these girls. This is amazing. And so anyway, there's a lot of backlash, I would say, about the girls.
That was a good interpretive dance of what a backlash.
Well,
turns
you know,
out
I feel them. I feel their music. It's in my
bones.
Are you
sure you weren't just like moving it like Bernie right
I've
there?
I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're getting a bit of backlash, and people are saying bad things about them. And my opinion on this is, if these girls have the cojones.
Stop the program!
And the
they probably don't have those.
Well, they have the proverbial cojones, and you know the.
I wonder how you pronounce that in Finland, because I think that's how you pronounce
is that
it in Mexico.
Cojones.
It may be cajones.
Anyway, I give them all credit. It takes a lot to put yourself out there on the internet, especially with people like Rebecca Black, who got slaughtered for her Friday video.
What are you talking about? She had like 200 million views. She's
yeah,
probably
she
a multi hundred.
Death threats.
Yeah?
She's going to commit suicide.
No, she just needs to like find happiness from.
She needs to get bigger cojones.
Stop the program.
She needs to find happiness from within.
Right.
And then release an album that talks about every day of the month.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Anyway, I think in all seriousness, this video was pretty well done. I've seen some kind of, in relative aspects, far worse videos. Like, for example, our Bing Goes the Internet video from that guy that was making a song a day.
Jonathan Mann!
Yeah.
I love Bing Goes the Internet!
Man, that was...
I love Jonathan Mann!
I prefer this one over Bing Goes the Internet.
Well, there you go!
Let's see...
You get a thumbs up from Paul Mestemaker. I mean, that's got to be worth something.
Yeah,
or not.
My sister loves that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, kudos to you girls. Keep them coming. I think it's great. And, you know, it just shows passion. You know, if you're going to make a rap song, Paul, what would you rap about?
Scrabble.
Stop the program!
SQL Server?
SQL Server and Scrabble. It'd be so awesome.
I don't think he's lying, people. All right, next. All right, guys, we've shown you a lot of the amazing things that the community has done with the Kinect, and of course with the launch of the Kinect SDK, and the people are taking this technology and its capabilities and pushing it to the limit. And so now Microsoft has just announced some more good news.
Yeah.
For developers.
Yeah. There was a general manager that announced that the Kinect, it will be coming to Windows,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be opening up a new SDK to empower people to use this on Windows.
Yeah, I mean, I had to I'm not going to lie, I saw this one coming.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think everyone did, because we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, but now it's official, and they actually mentioned a couple little bit of details. They said that the near mode is going to enable a whole new class of close-up applications, which is great,
right?
Because
it's been
difficult in the past.
Right, so they're doing a couple of things to modify the Kinect. So there's some hardware changes and there's some firmware changes. So one of the things that we've been getting feedback on about the Kinect is that you need to be a certain distance away from the device for it to work. For it to work well. So you have to be like at least, I think the sweet spot was like six to eight feet
I think. And
away.
You know, the lighting needs to be not just so, but pretty on point.
Right. And you need to make sure that you don't have things that you can trip on in the way unless you have a video camera there waiting to, you know, put it on YouTube.
Right. Then
so,
you could want that.
But now they're improving the Kinect so that you can have it as close as 50 centimeters, so that's what, like a foot and a half away.
Right.
So that means like we could essentially do all those like cool little gestures roughly about this far away.
Right. Right.
From a screen.
Right. They said that, I think it was the Toyota company has actually developed a virtual showroom where you can go in and scroll through your cars, you know, very much like what we've always said, Minority Report, where you're literally in front of the screen, waving in front of the screen, your gestures control what's going on the screen.
Yep.
So this is great news. And
Boeing also had one where you could, like, virtually navigate through their 737.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they didn't put the crying babies in there, though. That would be... probably, though it'd give a more realistic experience if you're navigating through and...
The crying babies?
Yeah, in planes.
You know. Oh, I know dead babies.
Whoa, no, we don't, we're not talking about that.
They also said that Microsoft has launched a Kinect Accelerator, which is an incubation project by Microsoft BizSpark, and they're going to give 10 tech startup companies that use the Kinect for Windows or Xbox 360 a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Undetermined.
Well, it's $20,000 to each of the 10 different startups, and it's specifically for tech startups that are building on Kinect for Windows.
Right. And I'm actually more interested to see what the community does with this. You know, some of the most amazing Kinect hacks that we saw back in the day were just, you know, passionate developers out there who just took it and ran with it. So while I'm interested to see what the tech companies do, they've got a little bit of leverage. I like to see what the little guy can do.
Well, I think the little guys usually do cool things that are inspiring, but it's usually like companies that actually bring something to market and really try and change the world.
See, I think it's the little guy who comes up with something inspiring and gets crushed and bought out by the companies.
Well, getting crushed and bought out are two different things.
No, I mean, you get a little bit of money and they tell you to go away, we're taking your project, we're taking your passion, and then they turn it into an
incline. I think you watch too many episodes of The Simpsons where Bill Gates goes in there and buys out Homer and just like knocks everything off his desk. And
maybe I've watched the documentary Control Alt Compete.
No, you did not see that. Without me.
I'll send you an invite. Screening here at Microsoft.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. Anyway, I can't wait to see what you guys do with it. So get your Kinect for Windows PC SDK ASAP.
Yeah, and join the Kinect Accelerator and you can get $20,000.
Yeah, if you're in a tech startup.
Yeah.
Who's in a tech startup?
You know, probably hundreds of thousands of people across the our viewing audience.
I bartend.
Okay. All right, Niners, we have talked at length about our future Halo competitions.
Yes, and we will do this. This is happening.
We will always try and say that we're going to do it, but it never quite follows through. And I think there may be some things that make it difficult today. Like, it's logistically difficult to get a lot of people that you know in real life.
That's why.
To play.
That's why. Not
to play
because
at the
I'm lazy.
Same, right. It's not because Laura needs to get private Halo lessons.
Right.
Or
no,
find
no, no,
like
no.
a
it's,
body
it's,
double
it's
to like sit there and play.
It's logistical errors and issues with like the dashboard.
Right. Yeah. So there are a series of improvements that are coming out on December 6th, which is next week, for the improvements to the Xbox 360. It's available to everybody, but if you have things like what is it, the Xbox Live Gold membership, the annual membership, of course, everyone had, like, there's millions upon millions, actually tens of millions of people, I think, that have that now. That you can do cool things like you can send out beacons, which means that you can share things on Facebook and there may be even other social networks like Twitter where you say, hey, I want to play Xbox 360 now, or I want to play at a certain time. And what it does is it notifies all your friends through your social feeds, and then they can basically get that beacon and say, oh, well, I know that Paul, as DJ Cod, is playing Halo right now. Maybe I should go join him on Xbox Live.
Or not. Maybe they shouldn't.
Or maybe not.
Maybe they should stay away.
Maybe what they'll do is they'll just comment on that in my Facebook feed, and they know since I'm playing Halo that I'm not going to get any of those comments for three to four hours.
There's a couple things that they promise. Deeper to Kinect integration, including sharper voice recognition capabilities. You talked about the Facebook sharing mechanisms, cleaner interface, and they're also going to introduce a wealth of new content, including live TV, music, movies, available for streaming. Right now it's in beta, but it will be in your hands, in your dashboard, on your dashboard, in or on, around your dashboard, December 6th.
Yeah, no, and I've been playing with this, and it looks absolutely fantastic. I think it's a beautiful...
Do you think that this will facilitate our Halo tournament? This is what we need, we've been waiting for.
Well, I think this is a step in the right direction, but I think that some things still need to change a little bit.
I'm very busy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very busy prepping
for
this.
For the Niners, you've been practicing.
Practicing
camping.
Yeah, well, I sit
which
there.
Which is the lamest way to play a first-person shooter.
I'm also getting really good at being more aggressive and getting a negative 10 KD.
Okay.
But, you know, that's not too bad, so long as I have some Onyx players that can
all right,
really
well, let,
back
let,
me
let's,
up.
I'm going to throw this out there, see what sticks. I have lots of free time at the end of December. Perhaps, if you're not in Shanghai, somewhere around the 15th to the 20th,
okay,
you could set this up.
And now, in my head, when you were saying end of December, that to me sounds like the middle of December.
Well, Christmas is the end of December, where I'm very busy.
Well, the end of December is actually New Year's Eve.
Well, anywhere after the 15th is considered the second half, therefore the end.
Right. So this is like Jessica Simpson saying of like, oh, I'm 23, which means I'm almost mid-20s, which means I'm almost 30. This was probably like a decade ago.
I don't follow pop culture, so I wouldn't have heard that quote.
Right, yeah. You might want to check out Wonderwall sometime. I'm pretty sure it's your homepage.
Well, is that a band? Is that the song? The Oasis made an album.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
Uh-huh. Of course you don't. So anyway, all sorts of great stuff coming up with this update on December 6th. One other cool thing is cloud storage for your games. So if you want to back up your saved data to the cloud, you're able to do that. You probably can also like pull it down onto other Xboxes. So if you're like playing with friends and stuff, it's probably pretty useful.
Pretty cool. So check it out and keep your ears open for when this Halo tournament will be, and we will start collecting names and get it set up somewhere in the middle to end of December.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. So one of the reasons I have been absent is because I went to London to cover Nokia World. That's how you pronounce it.
Is that like a Ford conference over there?
No. Nokia, obviously the partnership that we made.
Oh, Nokia.
Nokia with Windows Phone. And one of the really cool phones that I checked out was called the Lumia 800.
Yeah.
And it's not available here yet.
Here? Well, I mean, here being the U.S.
Here being the U.S.
So, I mean,
it could be available there.
Is all over the
world.
We're
global.
We are.
This is true. So it may be available where you live, and it is getting rave reviews and apparently selling better than suggested. And they said it is the best ever first week of a Nokia smartphone sales in the U.K.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm
people
actually...
people are just grabbing at it.
I can't wait for my Windows Phone app to be ready, so that people all around the world can play this thing and give me, you know,
now,
one or two out of 5 stars.
Now, does your app take advantage of the 7.5 upgrade, Mango?
Oh, yeah. I code it specifically for Mango.
Nice. Yeah, do you want to tell people about your app?
No. This is almost as
secret
super
project.
Secret as
super secret.
System Center advisor.
Yes. Good. So anyway, you know, there were people who were doubting whether or not the Nokia partnership was actually going to be profitable and beneficial to us, and whether this was a worthwhile thing to pursue. And clearly, looked at the sales for upon launch, this is going to be great for us. We are expanding into really becoming a global front runner in the mobile space.
Yeah, I think the thing that Nokia does really well is that they put together the right value. The right value for a phone. Like the phones that they released right now, they have really good design, but they're also at a very attractive price point for a smartphone, and they do a really good job of integrating the OS with the actual device.
Yeah, and they had, you know, what I saw was really big screens, really fluid movement. It kind of felt like the images were floating across the glass. It just felt really, really slick. So you should test it out, or you should watch my video on them, which you can check out on Channel 9. And if you want to know more about what it's like to buy a Nokia smartphone, I did another video on the retail experience and what the stores are going to look like, which are pretty, pretty sleek. So I walked into a store like that because I am very superficial and vain. I would have to buy something. It's all about packaging.
So,
and the store is the package.
Is this like a Nokia store?
It is a Nokia retail experience.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yes. Okay. You should check out the video where I interview the guy from Nokia, and he talks about the Nokia retail experience.
Oh, maybe I should check that
out. Yeah, you probably should. Yeah.
Only if you link to it on Ping 125 when you post it at 1 p.m. Pacific.
I will.
On
that's just a lot of extra work. I have to like hyperlink to things.
I know.
There's copy and paste involved.
We should just pay someone to do that. Like Laura, because
you're
paid to do this.
We're done. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for this week. We hope you had a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and you ate too much and drank too much and slept too much and watched a lot of football. That's what I did. Paul, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. Had my family come here and watch me film Ping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
are they gone now?
They are gone, but they're not gone from here.
No. They're here in my heart as well. Oop, that's my mic.
Oop.
Stop the program!
They're right over here in my heart. I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Anyway, make sure to follow us at Paul Mest and facebook.com/Paul.Mestmaker.
Why did you switch to Facebook? What was the
Because Facebook...
Because Twitter had beaten you down and you just quit?
Well, no, it's because Facebook just facilitates a better conversation because you can see like all of the people's posts right there in a single feed, and then I can like them, and I have...
You're just opposed to change?
Yeah, I'm opposed.
New technology scares you?
I'm the one that's opposed to change. Yeah. That's what it is.
I figured
But I have
much.
A really pretty timeline, so once everyone...
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it's awesome, though.
Yeah, you just need, I can affiliate you with my app, and then you can start getting your timeline going.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
It'll be my Christmas present.
So anyway...
All right, we'll see you next week.
Later.
Happy holidays!